There are 33 different sports featured at this year's Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Beach volleyball is one of those who was given the nod by the committee back in 1996, with the U.S. winning a gold either in men's or women's competition at each showing since the sport became official 25 years ago. Hello, everybody. Thanks for stopping by Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart, and our show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to give and connect quickly, safely, and securely to help sustain the show at WWIB.com. Tracy Callahan has been on the Pro Beach Volleyball Tour since 2012, and she is back with me on the show today. So last time, Tracy, we talked about the difficult 2020 season for you and your sport with the pandemic just about shut everything down. Even though your sport's played outdoors, beach volleyball, you think the TV time this summer in the Olympics will be a huge boost to beach volleyball?
Well, you know, funny enough, beach volleyball has traditionally been the most watched sport in the Summer Olympics. So that has always been something that's given our sport a lot of credibility just amongst, like, people's opinions. And so that's been huge because beach volleyball, you know, unlike other sports, it's not on major networks. I think the AVP was on NBC Sports. Just the finals, though. So it's not something that people are super familiar with because they're just turning on their TV and watching it. The FIVB World Tour, which is the Olympic qualifying sport, tour, they live stream on YouTube. So that's more accessible now. And then AVP started, they're on Amazon Prime. They've been on Amazon Prime the last 3 years. So there's more and more exposure for, you know, the average person who might just come across it. But, you know, definitely the Olympics is a huge way to get our sport, you know, recognized nationally and internationally.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tracy, you, as I know you and have read about you, are one of the most driven, motivated, focused athletes that I've ever known. And I'd like to ask you how your personal faith in Jesus Christ living in you and through you, how that gives you balance so that, you know, you don't become a victim of perfectionism.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anytime I take those personality tests, I always get the perfectionist trait. So you hit it. You hit the nail on the head there. But you know what? It's not clear yet for me, you know, this distinction between perfectionism. But I will say this, that I love being a perfectionist because for me, it's that word is interchangeable with excellence. And I just have a very high standard of what I want to achieve and of what I want it to look like. And at the same time, I feel like I'm constantly in prayer about these things and the direction that I'm going. So I think it's a combination of prayer and trusting, and that inner voice, you know, God telling me this is right. Keep going. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about this. What about this part? Like, you know, and I feel like I keep shaving off a little bit of the sculpture, you know, just bit by bit to find that ultimate, mold that I want to see. So I feel like I'm just driven by the Spirit, you know, pushing me to be excellent, you know, and also by myself and the standards that I have. So, but, you know, at the same time, I have to take those moments and say, like, Tracy, you know, you're human. You know, I find now too, I'm more straightforward now than I used to be. I used to, when things bothered me, I would just kind of like, I wouldn't speak up. But now I think I'm more direct with people. I might be a little bit more confrontational. But it's not out of a place of me wanting to be combative. It's more out of a place of me wanting the truth and being direct. And I found that that works so much better for me. And I find that I'm able to keep relationships better instead of, you know, holding my tongue on certain things that need to be spoken, you know, when dealing with people. So I don't know if that's kind of a roundabout way of answering your question, but yeah, it's a combination of being led, but also, you know, I really think God wants the best of us. You know, I keep thinking about that, the parable of the talents, you know, and it's like, we're all given certain things in life. And in my opinion, it's the joy in life is to maximize those talents that we've been given.
Indeed. Indeed. Tracy Callahan, 34 years of age, veteran on the Pro Beach Volleyball Tour. And let's see if we can return to the airwaves here, sports and commentary next time, and talk about your story of volleyball and finding Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, Tracy. So thanks for being here today. And we'll pick up the phone and reconnect. God bless you. Have a great day, all right?
You too.